Hey guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Kelsey, that's Rachel. Rachel, Herstory is on the way. PFL 4, right? Clarissa Shields, MMA debut, can't wait.
Yes, so we want to talk about PFL 4, that's coming up here in a few days, June 10th. On Thursday, 10th.
Yep.
June. Yeah, June 10th, and it's got some...
It's
some...
on the deuce.
What does that mean?
ESPN2.
Oh, okay. Is that what people call it?
The deuce? I've heard it referred to as that before. You could also refer to it as El Duo. That's not... Nobody calls it that. You could call it the Segundo. Nobody calls it that either.
All right. So, yeah. Clarissa Shields.
If you don't know...
Famous in boxing. She's an Olympic champion, boxing world champion. She is coming over and making her MMA debut. And I thought maybe a year or so ago, sometimes people say stuff like this, like, I'm interested in doing this, or right. What might that be like? But Clarissa is actually doing it. Like, she's coming over, and she's going to learn MMA, and so her goal is to be boxing and hold titles in boxing and MMA at the same time. So she has not retired from boxing. She did not do what Holly Holm did, which was move from boxing to MMA. Holly Holm did that because when she found MMA, it was like it clicked with her. Like, in all ways, it clicked with her. Clarissa is coming over, but she's going to continue to do both. Not too long ago, we just saw her in a boxing match. And that was history-making because it was the first all-women's pay-per-view.
You mean Herstory.
Okay.
I'm going to say it probably like 5 more times.
But on June 10th, she's going to make her debut with the PFL. Also her debut in MMA, like a real MMA cage match.
Yeah.
Versus Brittany Elkin.
It's a big deal, y'all. It's a big deal. Just like Rachel said, some people say stuff and some people do stuff. And Clarissa Shields is somebody that does stuff. And it's also a different, I think. There are people that are like, I'll fight anybody. And they would. They really, truly mean that. And they will jump in that cage right now. But it's different to actually go through the process of learning MMA. She's been in New Mexico at
Jackson Week,
where John Jones and Holly Holmes and a bunch of other people train. Greg Jackson and Mike Winkeldron. All sorts of great people out there in Albuquerque. And she's been living that MMA life, right? She literally lives at the gym. I can't wait to see her fight. I think Brittany Elkin is a good test for her in her first MMA fight, because if Clarissa hasn't been about that life, she's going to lose, because Brittany Elkin has a brown belt in jiu-jitsu. She's a 9-fight veteran.
Very experienced.
Yeah, and she's been training. So in her last fight, Brittany had her arm broke when she blocked a kick. Well, she's been training. She's active in jiu-jitsu tournament. She's been doing an MMA. So it's not like she was just sitting at home. Sometimes people retire and they just sit at home and eat, watch TV, and just forget about what the thing. I mean, look at in boxing and you see.
Right. People. So on paper, it appeared like, oh, this person's been retired.
Yeah.
Like, call them out of retirement. But when you talked to Brittany, you interviewed her. You can click on that link right there. And she explained, like, I've been maybe not officially like in these MMA, I don't know, they have all these different names, like sport competition. She used a lot of language.
In jiu-jitsu, she was talking about sport competitions and also the other.
Versus combat.
I don't know a lot about jiu-jitsu, but I'm saying Clarissa might not either, right? She just started in Monday.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it's definitely going to be a big test for Clarissa. And I can't wait to see it as a boxing fan. So I've gotten to see lots of MMA people try their hand at boxing, but this time I get to see a boxing person for the first time try their hand at MMA, and she's been training as long as some of these guys have who come over from MMA to boxing.
Yeah, yeah.
She's been training, so I am really eager just to see her. I do know that just what I've seen in Clarissa's training videos, she learns fast.
Yeah, she does. And she even said, like Greg Jackson said, he only has to show her things one time, and she picks it up.
Yeah.
Because she's a great athlete. She was made to do this, right? She's a 2-time Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
She's won titles as a professional in 3 different weight classes and 2 undisputed championships. So she can do stuff. So it's so exciting to
see. This is really exciting. PFL is in the middle of their ongoing season before the playoffs start. This bout that Clarissa's in is not part of their season and playoff like tournament that they have on. This is a showcase event, but it is going to be the last fight on June 10th. So it's the feature, I would say the feature, and I'm just really excited to see it. I'm excited. It's also a good opportunity for somebody like Brittany Elkin to go out there and showcase her skills as well. So I'm excited for both women on this and really looking forward to it. You also talked to Anthony Pettis last week.
Showtime for Showtime again. Yeah, it's his second PFL fight. Of course, he originally lost PFL 1. To Clay Collard.
And just to give some context, he was a really big signing for the PFL for the 2021 season, especially after they didn't have a 2020 season because of the pandemic and because of the way they're set up. They decided it was best for them to skip 2020. So coming in 2021, and he comes in there, Clay Collard is coming off a kind of, you know, spectacular boxing.
Folk hero in boxing.
Yeah, in 2020. Like, so while PFL wasn't having things, they allowed him to go, and he did some boxing and was rather successful.
Yeah, he won a lot of fights that he wasn't supposed to, and he was in boxing. Maybe the only thing to cheer for at a certain time.
Right. So, debut of the PFL's 2021 season, and Clay Collard upsets Anthony Pettis.
Yeah.
So, Pettis is coming in. And one question that you asked him about was like PFL math. So, the way the regular season works is that how you perform is how you get points.
Yeah, it's awesome. You get 3 points for winning a fight, but then you can get bonus points if you finish in the first round or the second round or the third round.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the season, which is only two fights for these guys, they'll take the top four in
highest each points.
Weight class, and those people go into the tournament. That's awesome, but that means that Anthony Pettis knows it would be best for him to score 6 points, which in this fight against Alex Martinez.
Because some guys in the first round have already scored 6 points.
Not in his bracket.
Oh, okay.
So I think the most anybody's scored is three. We have people with 3 points.
In his
so
bracket.
Mathematically, he can make the tournament, but he needs to do something big.
Right.
And there's all these. What's the most interesting to me is, like, depending on what happens in these second fights, who knows what the points things are going to be like. I asked him if he had somebody on site with a, you know, computing it.
Because
I'm not good at that. I mean, some people are. It's not that complicated. But for me, I'm like, just tell me who wins.
Yeah,
but he's just focused on winning the fight, and he wants to get them 6 points, though.
But he wants to get those 6 points.
First round finish against a guy who's never been beaten.
So what I thought was interesting is in his bracket, Alex Martinez is already one of the top four.
Yeah, he's got 3 points.
So that's who he's fighting on June 10th. And I just find it really interesting because when you were talking to him in your interview, linked up there, he talked about getting back to basics, that he focused on being flashy versus Clay Collard, and he forgot about the basics, yet he does want to grab those 6 points.
So
that's an interesting dichotomy, right? Like something that comes together, and that's the way that this format, it's just the way that
it
works.
It's pretty, like it's fascinating. Because you, I don't know, like, it's super interesting. I'm really super, the PFL is super compelling.
What I'm curious about is how that influences
how you fight.
In the thing. Because I've also thought this about the UFC and how they give out these bonuses.
Yeah.
Well, then there's fighters out there who seem like they need some money. And so they come out there and they're like kind of promoting themselves as, I had fight of the night. I had knockout. Like, you got to give it to me. So they went in there with it, and I was like, wow. So if I move this over to boxing where I'm more familiar, and I had a tournament and it worked like this, where if you got a knockout early, you got like the more points, then guess what? My dudes from Cuba, who are really, really good and have high ring intelligence, they're not going to be as favored in something like this. So that's what I wonder. Well, can somebody be amazing at MMA and truly be the best fighter, but they won't make it to the end of the tournament because they get decisions instead of submissions or knockouts?
Or think about it this way. Imagine if Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul wasn't on a system. that was similar, where if you scored a knockout, you got $10 million or $100 million or whatever. And if you didn't score a knockout, you got $10,000. I think we would have seen a different fight from both guys.
Exactly. Because
the thing about the fight is neither guy... Really?
They already knew they were how much they were like we're paid, we're good.
Yeah, and I feel
we
like
get in
Logan
there and try our best, and I guarantee you Floyd would have.
Because he didn't open up till the third round. Logan stopped trying to win the fight after the first round because he was like, I can't hit this guy.
Yeah.
And he, you know, and that's sometimes it happens in boxing, especially happens in sparring, you know, which is this essentially was. But I'm just saying this format, the PFL format that they use, is super interesting, and PFL 4 is very intriguing because of all the storylines that go along with the point system. And on top of that, you've got Herstory. I said it again.
Okay.
Herstory, y'all.
Hey, thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
I told you I would say it.